I want to take this opportunity to let Larry talk to us a little bit more about our FireWise protection. I don't have the opportunity to have a FireWise specialist on air with us. So, Larry, give some more tips to any listeners who might be thinking about using some time this weekend to do a little bit of FireWise clearance.
Well, every property is different, but there are some certain things that are common to most properties. Clean the gutters. All the fires, will start a lot of times from what's called fire brands. Those are embers that are put up by a fire if it has enough energy. And those come down on flammable materials like needles that are in gutters, needles that are in the valleys on the house. It starts small, but if you have the needles cleaned out, and then it's not going to be a problem normally. And also, at least any organic material that's within 10 feet of the exposure of the house, the flammable fence, whatever it's made of, clean down to mineral soil. Soil that will not burn, that doesn't have any organic material in it, clean out away from there, and those are good passive measures to keep the fire away from exposures.
What are some of the more flammable plant materials?
Yeah, well, for instance, all conifers are flammable, but a lot of it depends on, for instance, you can still have a tree that's close to the house, but if it's got the deadwood removed from it, then there's much less chance of it catching on fire. Plus, if there's no flammable materials on the ground below it, then it's much less chance of catching on fire also.
So spacing between your trees is pretty critical.
That is critical. You want to break up the canopy also so you don't have what's called continuous fuels up to exposures, whether they're houses or otherwise. The big thing is to keep the flammables that are on the ground below the trees, even take it down all the way to mineral soil. And that really, really helps keep the fire away from the exposure.
Well, can you put like wood chips down, or is that not a good idea?
Well, you can for mulch, but you want to break that up. It's only, let's say, 3 or 4 inches possibly. But the breaking up of the continuous fuels is real critical.
So you wouldn't consider then wood chips to be a fuel, because if it's keeping the grasses from coming back in and the weeds filling back into that space, would it be a better option than to let the grass come back into those areas that you've weeded?
Yeah, the chips will normally be bigger and than the grass, the fine fuels as they're called, but the it would be better to have some chips down. But again, break that up. You can put the chips at the drip line of the tree, which is come out to the branch tips of the tree, come straight down to the ground. That's the drip line of the tree. And put chips as mulch right at the drip line, a foot or two in on either side of that drip line from where you're watering the trees with soaker hose, which is another subject altogether. But breaking up the continuous fuels, you don't want to have chips as continuous or part of continuous fuels up to exposures.
But you mentioned the soaker hose, so you do want to keep your trees as healthy, water deeply, make sure that they're in really good shape and not dried out and tinder dry from lack of watering.
That's exactly right. And soaker hose is normally, I advocate that as the best way of watering trees. You may not be able to water all the trees on your property, but water the most important trees, water them with soaker hose, deep watering down to 3 feet. If you have 3 feet of topsoil, deep watering will really help the tree survive a drought. It'll put more water into the tissues of the tree, and on conifers, especially ponderosa pine, pinon pine, they can resist a bark beetle attack more efficiently also.
Excellent. Well, Larry, thanks again for coming out today. It's been good hanging with you for the last couple of days, and we'll have to keep this Phoenix Flagstaff connection between arborists and covering our state with good quality information to help people to care for their trees. And it's been a pleasure, and appreciate your input.
Well, appreciate it, John. Thanks for having me on here. And the only thing I have left to say is may the forest be with you.
And if people want to get a hold of you, how would they best reach you?
My website's probably the best. It has all my information on there. It's flagstafftreeservices.com.
Flagstafftreeservices.com.
Correct.
Mr. John Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service, talking trees this month. Thank you. We're live from Flagstaff on NAU campus. itreeservice.com to get in touch with John.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.